Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Real Talk, Real Plants with Riri.
Thanks, Coco.
And we are on episode 3. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm so happy we're here.
This was a really good week for us and the planner community. I really felt like, you know, we in our bag, we're finding our rhythm, and I'm loving it. It's also spring break here for me in Atlanta. So I have traveled up to Memphis with the family, and I'm really excited about that. What you doing this week?
Working. We have been home, working from home for 2 years, almost to the day, and we will be returning to the office tomorrow. And I'm kind of excited, kind of not. I want to go back, but I want to go back when I want to go back. Like, I'm going periodically now, but I want to go when I want to go. I feel like I'm being forced to go, but I also understand it from a business standpoint. So, but that's what I'm doing this week. So I cooked dinner tonight and going back to work tomorrow.
Oh, you made a good Sunday dinner?
I guess. I mean, baked chicken, some potatoes, green beans, you know, rosemary chicken.
Rosemary, that sounds fancy.
No, it sounds fancy, but it's not take really 10 minutes to put together.
You know, I am not no kitchen gal.
I know. But that's okay. Everybody has their place.
Right, and mine is not there. I can make a mean cup of water. How about that?
If the water ratio is right, then okay.
Oh yes, girl. I get it together. The water be all crispy.
Crispy water.
This week, instead of planning a stereotypical planner spread, I'm going to be actually working on kind of laying the foundation for some of my. I don't want to call it scrapbooking because it's not full scrapbooking, but it's just basically like memory keeping in my journal. But I'm working on that.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Last week, I told you I only did pen and paper, and baby, I am going to put it out there. It ain't cute. It ain't pretty. It's just pen and paper.
That's okay. Sometimes that's what it is. It's what you really did.
Right.
And that's okay.
What you planning this week?
I'm actually doing my April spread. I'm working on it now. I have, I don't know if you know or not, but I have a classic happy planner, and I have the dashboard layout, and it's all, like, undated because I use different layouts whenever I feel like it, so I undate it. So right now I'm putting the dates in, and that's, like, the most tedious part, but, yeah, that's where I am.
Get into... what we bought this week. Happy Meal. Did you get a Happy Meal? Wait, before we get into that, stay focused. Stay focused.
Oh, can I put out a disclaimer before we start?
Okay.
I just want everyone to know, things that we discuss and things that we say, they are our opinions alone. No one, you know, we're not doing this for anyone or saying it for anyone. These are just our opinions. And it's not meant to be offensive to anyone, any community, any group of people. This is just us talking to y'all while we plan, literally. So no harm, no foul.
Exactly. You know, peace is only a problem if your brand is beef. And that's not my brand. My brand is nothing but love, real talk, and real plans. I mean, I make jokes on everything. I mean, I have a really dark sense of humor sometimes. So if people haven't picked up on that yet, I'm sorry, and I'll try to be more personable. But I need y'all to tell a friend to tell a friend to listen now. Come on, let's get these numbers up. Okay, but I do have some listener feedback.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Real Talk, Real Plans family. My name is Chris, and I am a long-time planner. I wanted to chime in. So I feel like the planning community is becoming so staged. Ooh, yes, girl. The planning aesthetic has become about how cute your planner pages are versus actual productivity. I see tons of planner spreads on social media, and they all look staged for pics and for likes. That's so true. I want to see some real plans, fresh outs, blank pages, and all. Not all these perfectly curated pages. I struggled with planning slump because my pages look like real planner pages and not like the spreads on social media. I personally think the trend of real planning should take over. Thanks for a platform for all the real unscripted planners. I love the show, Riri and Coco. Love, Chris.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was.
and it's great that she's giving feedback.
And I definitely agree. That's why I said I'm going to show, like, matter of fact, let me just take a picture of it now so that y'all ain't thinking I be mad when I say my stuff do not. It look a mess when I be, planning and working. Like, it does not.
Yeah. And I understand exactly what she's saying because I find myself looking at different people's spreads and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. Then you go to look for it. You're like, oh, I think I have that book. And then you don't have it. And so now you think you're trying to find some kind of way to fill in the blanks for what you don't have, but because you want it to look like that, when just make it your own. And like she said, because I remember back when, probably 10, 12 years ago, I was still using, you remember those dollar or $2, I don't know, calendars that you could just, they folded over like a checkbook?
My mama used to buy me one of the things every year.
Yes, and I would use that, and I would write down stuff that I was doing for my kids or whatever. Even when I was back in high school, college, I would use that. It was just pen and paper. There was no stickers. Nobody cared what it looked like. It was just mine.
Because nobody saw the shit.
Yeah, and so now I see people, and she's absolutely right, because people are using, like, Canva and all these other programs to set up what their planner spread is going to look like for Instagram. So they spend more time doing that than actually the plans that they've planned.
Right.
So that's why I don't feel bad when I don't use my planner for I don't know how long. If at
but
all.
You know what? They got me out of the dated ones too, though.
Yeah.
I think that's a better thing. Like, you don't think about it at the time, but excuse me, I'm sorry. I think that is really good about, you know, dated versus undated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good thing. So thank you, Chris. We appreciate you. Anybody else, if you would like to call in or send an email, you can send an email to Real Talk, Real Plan. What is my email address? Real Talk, Real Plan. Real Talk, I don't know. Hold on, I'm going to tell you because I don't remember it. It is realtalkrealplans@gmail.com or realtalkwithriri@gmail.com.
And if you want to call in, 515-602-9680. And we will be waiting for your call.
All right, so the next thing I wanted to talk about was happy mail. What kind of happy mail did you get this week or did you buy this week? What have you done?
I don't think I got any happy mail this week. I ordered stuff. Yes, I did that. I ordered Villa Beautiful had a release on Thursday. I ordered that. Plus the new Villa Beautiful kit. Went on sale on Friday. I ordered that. I did. Oh, what's that? The ultimate planner sale from Instagram is going on with all these different shops. So there's a couple of shops there that I purchased from. Oh, and the biggest thing I purchased is the SGS planner conference ticket.
Oh, so, SGS. So the, for the people who listen who don't plan. What is SGS Planner Conference?
Sugar Ray Gale Shop, owned by, maybe some people follow Sugar Ray Gale Shop or Diana Velasquez. Diana owns that shop, and this is her her conference. And usually I think it's in New York. I've never been to this conference, but from what I see and hear, I think it's usually in New York. So it's probably the first time she's doing it in Florida. So it's going to be in Orlando in November. So since it doesn't get cold, that's good in Florida. So that's good also. But, yeah, that's in November, the weekend of November 4th.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. It was a little bit of drama with people getting tickets and not getting tickets, and I got a ticket. I got a ticket. You got your ticket. We are going.
I'm excited about that.
I am, too.
It's crazy, but I had never, that's my problem. I need to really do better, but I'm doing better now. But I never knew who owned what shops, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was the first sticker that my sister gave me that had a cuss word on it. And
oh, really?
The little girl was just kind of laying over the couch, and it said, tired as fuck. And then it had another one that said, fuck off. And those were my favorite stickers, and I kept them for so long because I didn't know where they came from. And then finally, I saw someone's post in a Facebook group with one of those icons, and it looked like my same girl. And I'm like, hey, where'd you get that from? And so she was like, oh, from this shop. And so finally, I was able to go and get me a couple of sheets, you know.
Oh, that
I never knew, so I didn't even use it. But I am excited to go. This will be my very first planner conference of any type. And I'm really excited to meet other planners in the community to find out what, you know, I'm always trying to find, not a friend, but, you know, a planner buddy, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that would be really nice. I'm really excited about that. Well, this week, Isis Ella Jules had a fantastic grab bag sale. So I got that. I ordered it. And I think in my sleep, I ordered a babe box because it was, it had purple washi.
So
and I don't have purple washi.
So you ordered a whole box because you wanted purple washi?
I feel judged.
I'm not judging you because, girl, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was cute. It was a collaboration between the Babe Box and Cookie Sticker Co. And so I was just like, you know, why not? It has some aliens. I could probably use it for Halloween. It's better than bats.
Hmm. But there's always, it's always kind of a Halloweenish theme, the Babe Box.
It's more goth than Halloween.
Okay.
So, you know, most people like butterflies. She likes moths. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's more gothy, but yeah, it's cute. The cute girl,
okay.
Cute. And I like those little booty stickers because, you know, how you got an eggplant. I ain't got no peaches yet, but I can use my little booty heart.
For those special days.
For those special nights, you know.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah,
God.
I like that. Yes. Okay, last one. This or that. I have a Yes. Okay, this or that. And then I'm going to tell you why. It's included with my Happy Meal talk. Dolls with a face. Or dolls with no face.
You want to know what I want?
Yeah, which one? This or that? Dolls with a face or dolls with no face?
I prefer a face. Just because it's kind of creepy to me when they don't have a face. I know that people say at least something, you know, for you to have an imagination about or whatever. But to me, I just needed to have a face.
Okay. So I have always felt like, why do I want a girl with no face? Always felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I saw a kit that was a digital. Ooh, I'm getting into digital. Did I ever tell you about me cutting out boxes? Yeah, I did. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I got this digital kit, and I printed it on sticker paper, and it was only like $2.
Oh, really?
It was $2, and I've already printed out 2 copies because that's kind of what I want to use for my basis for my, you know, spring break memory keeping or whatever. And it doesn't have a face, but it's just so cute. So I'm going to post that on the Instagram, too, with the question, and I want everybody to chime in, face or no face. And that was from Crafty Planner Queen. I also bought some more digital from my girl, Rachelle, at scrapcraftastic.com on her Journal Life's Journey channel. She makes all of this, like, junk journaling basis so that you could, you know, create your own. It has the ephemera. It has the tag. And so I just couldn't pass it up. I bought one last night, and then I bought another one today, and my bank is not going to like me tomorrow, but whatever. So, but I was really excited, and so I don't have a Cricut or a Silhouette or a Cameo or any of those other kind of machines. So what you guys can do, if you're like me and not into it and you just have a regular printer, you can print it out on regular paper or on sticker paper and just use some regular scissors and cut it out. Or you can use that scalpel-like thing. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You with the scalpel. Every time I say that, I'm thinking you're going into surgery.
Well, that's what I feel like is sticker surgery. So you use the scalpel and you kind of go around it. And, you know, you can cut that out and you can use it. And if you don't have sticker paper, you can use a glue stick because everybody got, well, not everybody, but you should have some glue stick. It's cheap and it lasts forever, you know. So I think that will be, you know, good for those of you who are new to digitals or because I'm still new. But I don't mind cutting out my boxes and all of that stuff. So, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me and tell our audience what is going on in these planner streets?
It's so much, but not a lie. It's so weird because, it's a full-time job digging out the gossip.
Right.
I need to take a day off every week just so I can see what's going on. Because stuff will start, and then I'm like, there are people. That's the funny thing is, they're like, did you see that? And I'm like, no. What is it? And then they'll tag me in it or send me the link, and then I start looking through there to see. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can I back up a second?
Yes.
I need to give a shout-out to Jolene, because she won our $25 gift card from our weekly Wednesday wheel. Last week.
Congratulations
and thanks for listening and subscribing. Okay, so there's a couple people and there's a person who popped up that I'd never seen before anywhere or like she had a shop. I'm a little confused because the shop seems to be still open, but she says she used to have a shop. So I'm not really sure. But anyway, she was going to be part of this conference that's coming up, or is supposed to be coming up. I don't even know where to start with this. It gets so muddy. And there's one group that I'm in, these people posted this post from the lady who was going to do the conference, or who put on the conference. She also, this same lady, so let's call her Karen, okay? Karen posted, and then there's these black planner groups, okay? So when you go into these groups, they ask you all these questions, right? Like, only, well, normally mostly to be known by the Black community. Like, one of the questions was, what kind of job does Tommy have? Something to that effect.
Tommy ain't got no job, man.
Right. That would be the correct answer. But the lady took offense to this group, this particular planner group, because they were specifically Black, or they targeted women of color. So she put a lot of racist things in there. And so obviously the people screenshotted it and started saying that this lady was racist in the community. Now, I'm paraphrasing this because it's a whole lot.
She said Tommy worked for a white family.
Yeah, that was her response to that question. So people did a lot of digging, and they made the assumption that she's a racist because of pictures she had with her political affiliation. So they were saying that she's racist, and all these other different disparaging things, right? However, she was putting on this conference and she had different people of color, and they're still on her website, but one in particular said that these people of color were going to be her speakers at this conference. One of them decided that she wasn't going to do it because she did not want to be affiliated with this lady because of her affiliations, and she doesn't believe that Black Lives Matter. So she said that she didn't want to be a part of it. But, you know, so everybody, even people in the white part of the planner community totally disagrees with this woman because it's the way that she went about it. Not only that, she didn't own it. When she was questioned about it, she was like, somebody hacked me. And I'm like,
I got hacked.
Yeah, somebody hacked me, and it's like, so somebody hacked you just to go on to this planner group to fill out these questions and answer them the way that you did, and then to have also an argument with people and chat using your name. Why? You really aren't anyone. You know, you're no one special. You're not famous. Okay, not even in a planner where I mean, I don't know everybody in the planner world, but I had never heard of this woman before, nor had I heard of her conference, which I guess some people had. But the lady who had the shop that I didn't know anything about, that was a woman of color, and she said that, you know, she decided to drop out. And people, I guess, were saying things about her online or whatever, so she wanted to come on and clear the air, which she did, you know, in an Instagram live post. She decided she didn't want to do it because it just did not align with who she is, and she didn't want to have the affiliation, which I can totally understand because the lady's got a whole lot of negative things going on around her, and if you're going to own a shop and be part of that, then it becomes, you know, who you with is who you are, you know, and so people don't want to be affiliated with that, and I totally understand that. I probably wouldn't publicly be her friend either, but a lot of people still are. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It was really strange, and it seems to still be going on when you look in these different Instagram groups. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. You'd be amazed at all the drama-filled things that they have going on that are really not you know, it's just, it's like, really, this is what people do all day? But then you have people like me who go and look for it, or I get taken down the rabbit hole of all the drama.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm up late at night. It's by the time you look up, it's like 1 a.m. and you're like, oh Lord, I've been doing this all this time. So that's what's going on there. I don't know if anybody else knows more about it, want to chime in on it. If you do, give us a call or chat us in on the site. But the phone number is 515-602-9680. So what'd you think about, well, I mean, I know it's your first time buying a planner conference ticket or going to planner conference. I saw a lot of people saying they hate the process. They didn't like the process of how it went for VSGS. I thought it was fine, except for the hotel room. I mean, I was in and out in 30 seconds. I had my credit card saved. I knew what I wanted. And I think what it was, people were trying to pick a seat, like when you go to a concert or something.
Right.
But I didn't. I didn't care where I sat. I mean, another reason why I didn't pick where I sat, because if I get to a table, that's a bad table. And not saying that these are really bad tables when you go to conferences, just let everybody know. But, you know, people perceive them to be bad because they don't have as much as maybe another one did. However, I didn't want to get to a table that was bad and be like, and I picked this myself, you know? So it's like, I was like, I'll just be surprised. The whole thing is a surprise. I just want to go for the camaraderie, meet people, talk to different people, socialize, you know, get whatever it is that you get, do a little shopping. And you just get to meet new people in the planner world. And that's what I like about it.
Right.
But everybody don't go for those reasons.
Well, I know that when I was trying to buy a ticket, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I wasn't trying to do, you know, a ticket. It was just I was at work, reception was spotty, you know, and so by the time I got it to work, it didn't work. But because you have ninja fingers, I'm really lucky to I'm really lucky to have gotten a ticket. I'm going to take
Boy. My fingers are trained to shop and purchase.
Oh, right.
You know, that's what these fingers do.
So, question. Was it tougher to purchase the ticket because post-pandemic or during pandemic, it's smaller, limited numbers?
Mm-mm. They're always the same. These sizes. And yeah. But I think also post pandemic, everybody wants out of their house. You know, everybody wants to go somewhere. They want to see people. You know, a lot of these people go to, you know, every year and you know, they haven't been able to see these people in 2 years. You know,
right.
They all they have is Instagram. So I think, you know, or phone calls or whatever, you know, I think wanting to get out is really driving it. But even before this, when I went to the CPC in 2020 and I had to purchase it in 2019, I literally had never done it, didn't know how crazy it was going to be. But, you know me, if somebody tells me something's going on sale at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be there because it's on sale. It's probably the only thing I'm ever on time for is a sale. But so I'm there to get it. I'm like on the site ready, just have to refresh my page at that time. And that's how I got a ticket there, where there were people who had gone to that for years and they didn't get a ticket. But so I think it's just, you know, the luck of the draw. You can only see so many people. There were, however, more people at the CPC thing. I think it was 500 because I believe there were 50 tables. And
what about,
so this
go wow.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's always, you know, am I going to get a ticket? But I think they have, I don't know how many tickets Go Wild have because I have never been to Go Wild. I don't think I will either because I have a limit on what I'll purchase to go to one of these events. I mean, I like to see people,
So price-wise, this one was about $250?
Yeah, once you pay the the ticket fees or whatever it is when you order from. It's $220 is the base price, but then, you know, there's fees with buying them or whatever online.
Okay, but what about, like, Go Wild?
What about it?
How much was that?
It was, I don't know, I didn't go, but I want to say the tickets was, like, $540 or something. I don't know. Somebody let us know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a lot.
But it
in
wasn't.
My opinion. But people say it's worth it. But to me, it's not. Because you know what I do with the stuff I even purchase, right? I use it eventually. But, I mean, it's not that serious for me. I'm not, yeah. Mm-mm.
But it's not
$3,500. Oh, no, baby. Mm-mm. Nah, I would go to Go Wow before I spend $4,500. Which, speaking of, what do we call it? When people plan stuff to talk about, I forgot just that quick. My brain is like,
what?
Yeah, when you said earlier that people pre-plan things that they're going to talk about.
Stage content. Okay.
Sorry, see, this is what happens when I plan, when I'm actually planning and talking. My brain doesn't connect right, so I'm going to have to put this down for a minute. So, you know, that whole thing with that, you know, there was a stage meeting with that too, and I didn't like that because – you know,
Tell me about it.
So that company that's having a $4,500 thing,
okay,
they had a stage that they used for content for a reel, like a business meeting. Like, has your company ever had a business meeting and posted it online, like a real one? You know what I'm saying? Like, who does that? But we know who does it. So
you have to tell me once we offline. I want to know.
Yes. So you're having this meeting about finances, and it was almost like, I'm bragging, but please feel sorry for me and go ahead and buy those tickets. Because if not, then it's going to cost this much money for us to cancel, as opposed to if we wait later to cancel. Well, girl, if you put them tickets on sale, I don't know how many months ago it was. Wasn't it like the beginning of January or something? It's been a little while. And they haven't sold yet. Why are you waiting till May? I mean, like, or till April, whatever it was that she's waiting for, because I think it's next month. But why are you waiting? I don't understand. But I think it was like a last-ditch effort to get people to purchase. But to me, it came off very narcissistic and a little toxic. And we know how I feel. I don't deal well in those environments. So, yeah. Anyway, I hate that. Yeah, but it's – and it's like that, look, people are like, oh, God, y'all, I want to see her succeed, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if I don't succeed. And she, this could have been very – it could have been a very successful event if it costs less, and you wouldn't have to have your board meeting on Instagram or your business meeting on Instagram to talk about how much money you're going to be losing, and how, even though you're a seven-figure company, if you're a seven-figure company,
humble brag,
no, how you humble? How do you humbly brag?
It
wasn't
a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it was. Maybe if that's how we're going to put it. But you don't tell me you're making seven figures and then
I'm crying about this little $10.
Little bit. Yeah, thank you. Because in the seven-figure mindset, it was $10. You know, I don't know. But anyway, that's how I felt about that. Don't get me going.
Yeah, I don't like that whole stage content. Like, don't get me wrong. I really like when, I mean, I guess we talked about this kind of last week too, but just that whole, I get the aesthetics, but like we got the email today from Chris, which thank you again for being a loyal listener. Yes, I would love to see your pretty spreads, but I need to ask for more after the pen pictures, because maybe that's where the scratch outs are. But sometimes it's just so pretty that after the pen, it's like, did you practice? Like, did you do a trial? Like, nothing got canceled. You didn't have takeout when you planned on cooking spaghetti, but the meat wasn't unthawed. I mean,
yeah. Right. You had to scratch it out and order a pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I really do like. And like I said, I get it for aesthetics purposes. And I guess if, you know, that's your platform. But I found myself watching now more YouTube videos with people showing flip-throughs of their planner afterwards. And I really like, I don't know why I like it so much, but I feel so much satisfied. Not that I don't get satisfied watching them create a spread, but I get satisfied watching them knowing that they actually used it. I like some stuff that's toe up. I like to watch somebody plan something and they tear the page and be like, fuck it, okay, we'll just put a sticker right there and cover that up, you know?
So speaking of YouTube videos, some videos are hard to watch because of the fingers. And I remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but back in episode one, I told y'all I was going to do a YouTube channel. I think I said it, or maybe alluded to it, whatever. I was going to do a YouTube channel. I was going to do all the stuff so I can, you know, have it, my whole setup. I didn't do it. And I didn't do it for a couple of reasons. One, I'm lazy. Okay. Two is, and now we got that out the way. Two is because my fingers are fat, right? And it bothers me if my nails are not done. So I'm like, how do I keep this up? Because there are times I don't want to go to the nail salon, or I can't sit there that long to wait. So my nails don't look right, right? And again, I have fat fingers. But some people, that I can't look at their fingers. And like, you know, you. When it first starts, everybody's wiggling their fingers under the camera, and I'm like,
they got spirit fingers.
Yeah, spirit fingers. And then they do that, and then it's just weird to me, and I never knew that fingers, I guess, bothered me as much. Not bothers me, because I really, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. I don't want to say it like that or make it sound that way.
Wait, no, I got a dumbass this or that. Okay, dumbass this or that.
What?
I like it better when people wave with their palms up or when they wave with their palms down. It's like, what?
Now I'm in here waving with my.
So, okay, so this or that, palms up or palms down?
Well, if they're down, then it look like the fingers.
It was just, you know, I've seen people do it both ways, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like they say, yeah, but that's almost like some here or something. I don't know when they form.
Right.
I don't know, but I don't know what it is about the fingers. And then you have the voices, and I don't like my voice, so maybe people out there thinking, your voice ain't that great either. But anyway.
You sound like a damn toddler.
Shut up. But I don't know, and then you have people who, you know, they speak incorrectly, or they say the wrong pronunciation. They're wrong a lot of times, which is fine.
Ooh,
I mean, here's what it is. Yes, let me tell you something. That, I will never forget that. And that was my last video of her watching. I have not watched another video on YouTube from her. That, because you know what? I thought it was, you know, an accident the first time. So I was like, okay, but it hit me right away. And so I was like, okay, I'll sit through it. So she said it again. The third time, I was done. I was like, wait, she really thinks that's what that word is. And just looking at the book, it's flowers, lady. So it's botanicals, not botanicals.
Botanical garden.
Yes. Yes, has she ever been? I mean, give me a break. Welcome to the botanical garden. No, I should not. No. But anyway, so that was my thing with YouTube.
Well, now her thing is a mop.
I saw that.
With two fucking buckets.
Yes, yeah.
Hello,
please.
I don't want to mop with one goddamn bucket.
No, give me a warm cup of water. I'm doing it on the floor.
Honey, I want to spray the floor and stop mop if I can help it at all.
Yes, I see.
But I got this mop thing that I just put in there, and then you step on this little thing, and it spin it, and dry that.
Yes.
So why would I get two buckets when I can get the one bucket that's going to spin it, and dry it off?
Yeah, and I got arthritis. I can't be spinning no mop around. That's
a
lot.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have to spin them up. I can just push the thing and it do it on its own.
Yeah, she, and you know, Tori, you know, we have a friend named Tori also. Anyway, Tori made a good point where she said, people have been doing this for years and she is, you know, making these videos, and she's become, started making these videos like she is the pioneer.
Like, brand new right now, I did that.
Yeah, how about pack my order and ship it to me and start making these videos? Do you want to be a planner shop or Amazon
girl? She is
personality.
Clean with me, plan with me, do my hair with me, homeschool my children with me, go to church with me, go to Bible study with me.
You can't do nothing by herself.
Not nothing. Just long as it's going to be on the toilet with me next. Bam.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam. You need some quiet time. You need some quiet time. And
we need to get... Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
That is another thing I wanted to bring up also.
You had a lot of good tests this week.
I know. But it was, okay, so a moment of transparency here. I never listened to last week's show.
Okay.
Because I was too nervous. I was too in my head about what if people don't like it, what if I don't like it, was I talking too much, did I overtalk you, you know, did I cuss too much? Was I myself, but was I not myself? You know, like, I just had so much anxiety about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to call this sticker therapy. You know, I just opened our little book, and I really made, like, a journaling spread, you know, using a bunch of the things from Isis Ella Jewels that I had. it smells great, by the way. So I am enough, breathe, it's already yours, pause, be still, goddess energy, because this is just something I wanted to do for fun, and so I don't really care if people listen, but I really want people to listen, because I know I needed that when I was planning, right? Like, I needed a friend to talk to, chat with, while I'm just doing it, and so they get the opportunity to listen. While they're planning their day, they can call in and talk to us, and it will be cool, you know. But I was just so anxious about it. So when we're talking about just having a moment alone, that's how this all came up. But just being able to put the stickers down, and even though I didn't write anything on the page initially, it was my thought process, right? Like, it was helping me and go through it. And sometimes you just need a moment alone to get that shit out of your head, even if you're not writing it down. So if she's planning with you, cleaning with you, doing this with you, sitting on the toilet with you, taking a bath with you, doing this, when the hell does she have a moment alone, especially knowing that you have kids and a husband and, you know, commitments to your shop and commitments to this. Like, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned for her well-being because everybody needs quiet time.
Yeah.
Even if somebody is with you, y'all can just be sitting in quiet. Me and Bae are together all the time. And sometimes we go hours without speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't need to. So it's like you said, it's nice to just be in the room with the person, but you don't have – because, I mean, we do that. I put my headphones on and read a book or listen to a book.
I was like, what book you read?
You know, well, you said – you told me two episodes ago, you told me that listening is reading. So I'm going with it. I'm reading.
No, I know that, but I'm saying what book you read.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right now?
Yeah.
I just finished a book. This girl recommended to me on Amazon. But it wasn't that great, so I don't want to.
Okay.
People could be like, oh, what book? Yeah. No, it wasn't that great.
I just finished The Amendment. No, The Arrangement. And, baby, that book was crazy. It was good. Nice little twists and turns at the end. It was enjoyable. Quick read.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But, yeah, no, I'm just saying. So I can do that, like, or that, or I watch YouTube or listen to music or whatever. But, you know, we're in the same space, but, you know, we're not talking or whatever. Just you're in the same place. That's I was just saying. I agree with you on that. But
yeah.
With her, I don't know. And maybe she makes all her content on a few days and the other days, it just seems so, like, yeah, we're her friends.
Yeah. But I've heard that she's not very friendly in person.
Oh, no, she thinks everybody should know her. Oh, you don't know me? Girl.
Hell no.
Are you the mop lady?
You don't want to be playing with them mops all the time.
Oh, yeah. I know you. You're the mop lady. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't find her to be warm or friendly. But, you know, some people do. And she has the certain audience that she appeals to. And, you know, I guess it works fine for her.
It's enough money and enough people out here in this world for everybody to eat. I ain't tripping on that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to eat. And, you know, here's another thing. I had been, you know, we had been planning for the podcast for a long time.
Yes.
And I said that it would fill a need. I did not know that there was other planner podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I saw one that had just recently been released, and I was like, damn, they're going to think I'm biting their style, you know. I was like, well, should I listen to it to see if, you know, to make sure that it's still needed? And then I was like, no, I'm not going to listen to it because I don't want to take any of their advice. I mean, not advice.
Yeah.
I didn't want to even accidentally do something that they were doing just because I listened to it. So
mm-hmm.
I now know of three planner podcasts, and I've never listened to any of them. So I don't know if I'm on the same path, on the right track or whatever. But I know it takes, you know, a while to get a following. But like I said, it was just for me so that I could always have you to talk to while I'm playing. Yelling at crap. Craftastic, crap on my TV screen or, you know, whomever. Because I was lonely and bored, and I would make all these plans with people. Oh, we're going to plan on this day. We're going to have midweek check-in on Wednesday. We're going to do this, and this. And people have real lives and real stuff happens. And so you're not able to get that kind of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
So you're saying I don't have no life.
Well,
kind of.
I was like, kind of.
I don't. Oh, wait, somebody's calling in. Let's see.
What?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. It's the little toddler.
Hey, little toddler.
I was just calling because Riri was talking about how she was so anxious about the podcast and about worrying about the copying of the people and all of that. Don't think so much about it, because I was telling the big toddler that your podcast is entertaining, and I don't even plan. Half the time, I don't even know what you're talking about, but it's still entertaining.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's good to know.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Don't think about it so much. Don't stress over it. Yeah. I mean, I could plan. I'm thinking about it. But for now, you know, I don't plan. I just listen.
Well, good. Thanks for reaffirming it.
I really, really, really needed that. You know, we all got issues.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely take that into heart, and I will ingrain that in my head. Don't think so much about it. Matter of fact, let me write that down.
There you go.
Don't think so much about it. Find the little toddler.
Okay, I just want to say that. Okay. I'm going to let y'all finish up.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, little toddler.
Well, yeah, and she's right, because, you know, you're going to start comparison, and comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes, it is.
So don't.
That's why I didn't want to listen to it at all, right?
Because people, you know, they're probably talking to late. They're probably not bold enough to talk about the stuff that we talk about. But this is my thing. We don't usually mention shops. So if you know who we're talking about, it's because it's the truth, and you've noticed it too. So I don't feel so bad. It's kind of like when the child, when you cuss at it, people say, don't cuss around the child. And it's like, well, how does the child know what this is? Yeah, so if you don't know what it is, then that's good. And if you do, then that means you, it's the truth. So
yeah,
I don't feel so bad. And I try to make sure I don't mention people by name or their shop for those reasons.
Right. And you know what? That's good. I think that is a very, you know, good way to, you know, take care of it. I only talk about shops that I buy for them, and none of these things are sponsored. However, I would like to give another shout-out to Pretty Paper Co. We all need to create something pretty. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, what you bought that you didn't tell me about?
I have to show you the picture because I didn't bring it with me out of town, but I did some, you know, I told you stress-free planning.
Yeah, that was shopping.
I was just planning.
Oh, okay.
So I had got another one of those digitals and just used it to fill in an empty week in my book planner, you know. So I'm going to kind of miss doing my book planner this week. But I'm really excited to do a spread in, like a scrapbooking spread. Oh, and I brought that picture print and sprocket.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really excited about that also.
Good.
Make it more, you know.
Yeah, and you could do it instantly so you don't have to worry. Oh, look at the botanicals book. I just picked it up.
Are you using botanicals this week?
No, I'm looking for something else, and I found that one. No, every time I see that book, I haven't even used the book. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but yeah. So now we have 7 months in front of us to plan for for the conference.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. If you are going to the SGS Planner Conference, I'm going to post my little thingy that says I got a ticket. Be sure to comment so that I could get a chance to meet, talk to, laugh with, have a drink with. Cause check my purse when I get there. I will definitely be excited about that. I want to come a day early and leave a day late. Like, I just want to have a little vacation.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Yeah.
So go early and leave late and want to hang out.
I got to find something to do with these cheering.
And we also decided that we're going to do the podcast each evening that we're there after. So we haven't planned. We're not going to plan times. We're probably just going to go live, and then it'll just be a recorded session. And maybe we can get some people there to join.
Yeah. We can even do it like on Instagram Live, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Also, I got some more feedback I wanted to tell you before we get ready to get up out of here. Somebody said that they would love to see what we're planning, how we're planning, and when we're planning. And
mm-hmm.
I told them that that's almost like a YouTube channel.
Fat finger alert.
Okay. I wanted to say, though, that there is somebody that I really, really love that does have, like, fat fingers. And
mm-hmm.
she just be moving with them little stiff, honey. And so I think you can get away with it.
Yeah. Listen. I don't mind my little fat fingers. My thing is, no, honestly, I would do it, but my work life sometimes gets in between my play life, and I would have to be committed, right, to keep the channel up and going, keep people interested, right? But maybe I will. When I do plan, I could just do it once a week or something like that and then post it.
Speaking of, I need to go find a planner lady who she always liked yellow. She called people her warriors. And then she was in a shelter. She had a GoFundMe. Anybody know who I'm talking about? I need to find her. I can't tell you her name, but I'm going to go look through my YouTube things. I hope you're okay, sis. If you're still out there and you're still in the shelter, I hope that you are okay. And, stay strong, bro. Stay strong.
Whoa, this took a turn. What happened? I don't know this lady.
It's a planner lady. She has locks, and she had a YouTube. She had a shop also. She called people her warriors. Her color was yellow. She always talked about yellow. And she disappeared from YouTube for a while. She's an African-American. And she had, she said that she had a GoFundMe out. And started talking about being in a shelter with her children. And so I was kind of worried, you know. And so I just thought about her when we were talking about playing her channels, fingers. So I was like, I need to find her. But so anyway, if you enjoyed the show, make sure that you follow us, Real Talk with Riri. Real Talk with Riri, and then Real Talk, Real Plans with Coco.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram. You can always send us an email at realtalkrealplans@gmail.com. If you want to send in some feedback about today, thank you to all our listeners. Coco, you got anything you want to say on the way out?
Thanks to all our listeners. Next time, bring a friend, have a friend join, listen, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk, Real Plans.
I love it. And remember, you guys, peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. We out. You